Hi, you've reached Dave, Pat, Erica, and Jordan. We're unable to come to the phone right now. Leave your name, number, and a short message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hi, David. This is Alex calling from Archtop Fiber here with the tech support team. I noticed you had a ticket in for what it looks like a slow speed. Just give me a call back, or give us a call back at 855-ARCHTOP, and just ask for Alex, and I'll be glad to help, all right? Thank you.
Sorry. Hang on. Don't hang up. I just got to the phone. Hang on just a second.
No problem.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is Alex calling from Archtop Fiber.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm speaking with David.
Yes, you are.
Perfect. I have a ticket in here for slow speeds. Were you still experiencing that issue on that computer?
Yeah, what it is that the computer will periodic, because the router has two different speeds associated with it.
Yeah, two radio
bands. And it can hop between the two different speeds, and just it will randomly go to the slower speed on my desktop. This is something that I've brought up before, and it hasn't been fixed yet.
And where is that? It's a desktop, so it's not like a laptop. It's not moving around or anything.
It is not moving at all.
Okay, so it could be one thing because it's based on proximity. Why? How it switches between the two speeds? So you have the 5 gigahertz and the 2.4. The 2.4 generally gets connected at a further distance, and the 5 gigahertz is like the default. So if it's within that default range, it will just sit on that 5 gigahertz. But sometimes what happens is if you're sitting on like that, like a cusp area where it could be either or, you could wake up one day and it's 2.4 and the other day it's 5 gigahertz. What I can try to do is manually steer it. I don't know how long it stays on that. It might switch every time.
Basically, what I think needs to happen is there needs to be a way to go into HomePass and say, always stay on the speed. Be able to individually select. That way you can leave the mobile devices as it can hop back and forth depending on your proximity to the router. But for stationary objects, you just can keep it there all the time. Like if your TV, your game system, a desktop computer, that way it stops hopping back and forth between the two. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see what you want to happen. I definitely see that. As of right now, there isn't a way to do that. Like I said, I can try and manually steer it to that and see if that.
I already have a quick fix, which is turn off the Wi-Fi, turn it back on, and then it'll go to the higher speeds. It's just I would like something that's a more permanent fix for it.
We don't have a permanent fix, but this will last a lot longer than the turning off and turning on.
Okay, what do you need to have me do on my end to make that occur?
I'll just disable the steering function for a little bit and then turn it back on. It should just have that one sit there for as long as possible. I can't guarantee a time frame or if it, you know, but I can. It should last a lot longer than the simple turn on.
Okay,
turn on.
And that would that be for all devices or individual devices?
What do you mean, like the steering part, like if it's steering to the 5 gigahertz? It's going to steer all the devices to the 5 gigahertz.
Yes. So if I have my cell phone and I'm outside of range, I'll lose. If I'm outside on my tablet, it'll mean that that tablet may not have a connection at all if I'm outside the house.
It should still have connection because I'm going to turn it back on. I'm just saying I'll turn it off, disable it, and put it back on so I could just manually do that one. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll see what happens.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to do it now. So you're going to lose internet connection for like 5 seconds.
Okie dokie.
Possibly, depending on how close you are right now and what device you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a moment. It's not it's loading right now on my screen. Just wait until it comes back. Your Wi-Fi is still on. It's just waiting for this part to optimize, and then you can try that for a bit. If it's still giving issues, I'll leave this ticket open. If it's still giving issues, you know, you can call back anytime, and then when I'm back here on Monday, I'll just handle it again. I'll probably just have to engage the knocker or something like that, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, man. Well, it looks like it's back up now. Just try it for a few days, see how it works, and then I guess let me know Monday, all right?
Okie dokie, thank you.
No problem. My name's Alex, by the way.
What was that?
My name's Alex, by the way.
Okay, Alex, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.